Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place? Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is all about OpenAI and all the news that has come out in the past week. They recently raised $40 billion more dollars. They have a new AI image generator that is changing absolutely everything. And a whole bunch of other stuff. But before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to grow or scale your business using AI tools, Jamie and I, every single week, you probably heard us talk about it before, but we essentially create exclusive content we don't post anywhere else where we break down exactly how we're growing and scaling our businesses using AI tools, all the AI workflows. Just today, I was posting about a side hustle that made me $1,800 this month. Something that I did a little while back. I've never touched at it or looked at it since, and it kind of automatically makes that for me. And tons of other things that we don't post anywhere else. So if you're interested in learning how to use AI tools to grow and scale your business, take your career to the next level, we would love to have you as a member of the AI Hustle School community. I'll leave a link in the description so you can learn more about it. It's $19 a month. In the past, we had it at $100 a month, but we have a discount right now. So if you're interested, this is a great time to get in on it. But let's get into what is going on with OpenAI. So crazy, so much crazy news with OpenAI that everybody's been talking about, like everything going on. But the big one that blew both Jamie and I away is that they have raised $40 billion. And they've done this at a eye-watering $300 billion post-money valuation. There are not many companies on the planet worth $300 billion. OpenAI has catapulted from regular or from, you know, relative obscurity to $300 billion in the last number of years. So this is absolutely incredible. And just $40 billion cash is really, really impressive. I guess, Jamie, what caught your eye on this whole deal?
I mean, it seems impossible that they could raise an additional $40 billion. You know, that seems insane to me. But as we mentioned last week, they released some really cool new features. They have an amazing new image generator that's going to put a lot of graphic designers out of a job, I believe, anyways. And they also, Sam Altman posted that in 1 hour on Monday, this past Monday, they gained over 1 million new users.
Wow.
Which is absolutely insane. The image generator that we talked about last week that just was released last week was originally only available for your paid members or paid OpenAI users. As of today, it is available to everyone. So even the free users now have access to this amazing new tool. So really I think their company is exploding and the valuation I think is reasonable.
Yeah. I think at this point, they're really just trying to give everything away to grow as absolutely fast as possible. And they're being rewarded by their investors and new investors to kind of fund it. So yes, they can lose a lot of money and they're definitely spending a lot. What's crazy in their big announcement, they said, today we're announcing the new funding. And they said what they're planning on doing this is to enable them to push the frontiers of AI research even further. So really discovering new things that no one is doing, which is something OpenAI has done well up to this point. They said they're going to use it to scale their compute infrastructure and to deliver increasingly powerful tools for the 500 million people who use ChatGPT every week. That is 500 million weekly active users, not monthly, not like annual. These are every single week, 500 million people are using ChatGPT. This is absolutely crazy numbers. And you can see here, one of the biggest things they mentioned is they're just the compute. Like being able to get the GPUs and chips to run all of this, this has been something that has blown them away. You've seen Sam Altman complaining on Twitter a lot recently since they released their new image generator. He said their servers are completely overwhelmed. He's like, everyone, please slow down on your image generation. I'm sure he's joking. But this is something that a few months ago he was, I don't know if he's complaining, but he's kind of warning people. He's like, hey, look, we're actually concerned that XAI, Elon Musk's company, is going to have access to more compute than us in the near future because they bought up so much so fast. And because they got a bunch of big investments, they bought up a lot really fast. And that was like one of his big concerns. And now it looks like it's literally something that is limiting their adoption, their growth is literally this compute issue. So they, like, I'm noticing on the image generator, I keep getting like rate limited where like I'll generate a couple images and they're like, hey, you have to wait 5 minutes. And I'm like, and then I'll do a couple more. And they're like, oh, it's this time you got to wait 20 minutes to generate more images. And I'm like, oh, come on. And so I really think this is something that's constraining them quite a bit. And $40 billion, you better believe a big chunk of this is going straight into compute and scaling that out even further.
Well, and what's crazy to me about the 500 million weekly users, I think it said 700 million monthly, but that is, it's not a social media app here. This is like people are actually using this in their everyday work and in their everyday life. So it's like for an actual tool that's not social media or entertainment, to me, that is absolutely insane. So yeah, it would make sense that their computers are running a little slow. What do you think the solution is? Like just buying more data centers or buying more, you know, NVIDIA
chips?
Yeah,
it's going to be more chips. It's going to be hard because like NVIDIA has a certain limit that they'll allocate to each company. This is kind of how Elon Musk was able to buy so many because he got some for Tesla, SpaceX, and then XAI. And then he kind of just like pooled them into a giant pool of these things. So okay. I think that they're going to try to get as many as they can. There's going to be difficulties. A lot of people are trying to make new chips, but at the end of the day, NVIDIA is far ahead of everyone. So people are just going with that. That being said, a lot of it comes down to money. They can buy up companies. There's an interesting case in earlier on in the whole AI, in the whole AI rush where Inflection AI raised $1 billion cash. They spent it all on chips and trained a model that was fairly decent, but not crazy. Didn't have insane user adoption, but they were able to, you know, use $1 billion to train that. And then they were kind of acqui-hired by Google, where they took out all the talent, I guess, Microsoft, and they wanted them to run something. What's interesting to me is I think it was before the Trump presidency and in the last administration, mergers and acquisitions were all getting shut down. So it makes sense why Microsoft would have done that in that case. But you can imagine a situation today where if there's a company with $1 billion in these chips, they might get acquired just because OpenAI is like, we'll buy this company because we just want all of their compute. You know what I mean? So right. I do think it's going to be pretty interesting to see how they try to scale where there's more demand than the compute they currently have to offer. I'd be curious to see if it's like exciting because it's kind of interesting and new right now, and if it will peter off, or if this is something that they can sustain the kind of engagement and growth. I guess, what's your take on that? Do you think something like this image generator being cool, which is driving a lot of the growth, do you think that will peter off in the future?
I mean, I think there's definitely a crowd of people who are just kind of getting entertainment out of it or not really using it in a business use case. But another interesting fact is that they've grown since the end of 2024. So only in, you know, 3 months now, they've grown from 15.5 million paid subscribers to over 20 million now. So they've gained, about 5 million paid people. Which is, you know, equivalent to if they're all paying the minimum $20 a month, that's what, $100 million, dollar, or no, I'm not sure my math. Either way, they're getting a lot of money, per month. And these are people who are actually probably using this for business use. So I don't think it's like just a trendy thing that's going to fall off. So,
okay. Yeah. I think it's so fascinating. The one other thing I wanted to bring up is just who's giving them this money. When you see something like $40 billion, that's an astronomical number. Where are they getting this from? They said in their blog post, we're excited to be working in partnership with SoftBank Group. Few companies understand how to scale transformative technology like they do. Their support will help us continue building AI systems that drive scientific discovery, enable personalized education, enhance human creativity, and pave the way towards AGI that benefits all of humanity. AKA, They're getting the money from SoftBank, which is one of the biggest software investment companies on the planet. Really, really impressive. You know, this is the company that SoftBank is the investment firm that helped launch WeWork, which I guess didn't scale as big as they wanted. That was kind of a big debacle. Maybe that was the downfall of SoftBank. But they also purchased Arm and then subsequently flipped it and made a lot of money on Arm. They were early investors in Uber and a lot of other players. So SoftBank is one of those behemoths that you hear about. And sounds like it's one of the few companies or firms left on the planet that actually have enough money to funnel to OpenAI. And I'd be curious where OpenAI goes after this, right? Like, is this the end of the road for them? Is this as far as they can go as far as raising money? Or after $40 billion, are they going to have to go and try to like talk to, you know, the Saudi prince and like all of these kind of national investment firms from actual entire companies, sovereign wealth funds, I should say. So that might be the next step that OpenAI has to take. And I'll be very curious to see how their fundraising continues to scale after that, because $40 billion, I mean, they're at a third of a $1 trillion valuation right now. That's pretty insane.
I will say, I feel like to continue raising, they're going to have to. So like this past year, they released a ton of new features like the Sora video generator, operator, this new image generator. So there's a ton of new products. Now I think they kind of just have to deliver on the original idea and continue to grow them and perfect them. But yeah, and maybe they'll come out with some new concepts as well. But so far, I think they're definitely leading the pack. So yeah, it'll be exciting to see what happens.
Absolutely. All right. Well, if you enjoyed the episode, the number one thing we'd appreciate is if you could drop us a review over on Apple or Spotify. Helps out the podcast a ton to find new incredible users like yourself. And if you are interested in joining the AI Hustle School community, I'll leave a link in the description. We'd love to help you grow and scale your business and career using AI tools. This is something that we are really passionate about, and we'd love to have you along for the journey. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For JD Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.